This is Read in Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting taking place today. Central Committee meeting of CPN Maoist Center rescheduled for today has been put off. And Ukrainian President Zelensky urges Ukrainians to go on the offensive. Now, the news in detail. A meeting of the House of Representatives is taking place today. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting is scheduled to take place at the Federal Parliament Building in New Baneswar. The main opposition party, the CPN-UML, has maintained its stance of obstructing the Parliament as its demand had not been addressed. Meanwhile, the Parliament Secretariat has made public the agenda of the meeting. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba is scheduled to present the 21st annual report of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, in the Parliament meeting. A fire broke out at the main chowk of Damoli of Bias Municipality 4 in Tanahu has yet to be taken under control. The fire had started at 10 a.m. today from a warehouse of local hardware. The fire is estimated to have started because of short-circuiting. Likewise, a firefighting helicopter has also been used to extinguish the fire. According to the police, the inferno, however, caused no human casualties so far. The Nepal Army, Armed Police Force, Nepal Police and the locals are working together to put out the fire. The fire was reported to have spread quickly as the warehouse had stored plywood, plastic items and paints. The Central Committee meeting of the ruling CPN Maoist Centre, which had been rescheduled to take place today, has been postponed today as well. In the meeting, party chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda was slated to respond to queries raised on the recently ratified US 8 Millennium Challenge Corporate Compact. The party has yet to select other office bearers of the party except for its chairperson through its recently held 8th General Convention. The Nepali embassy in London has started homework to solve the problem of former Gurkha army personnel. The embassy has started discussions with the members of the ex-Gurkha associations about the preparations for the talks. Embassy spokesperson and deputy chief of mission Roshan Khanal said they are likely to be informed about the date of the talks with the British government. The embassy said a formal letter would be sent to the UK government following the conclusion of discussions at the embassy. It may be noted that the government of Nepal had decided to form a negotiation team led by Nepali ambassador to the UK, Gyan Chandra Acharya, for the Gurkha talks. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province 1, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today, and partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 25 degrees Celsius. Currently, no significant weather system is active in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told Ukrainians they have withstood the blow of Russia's invasion and he urged citizens to continue fighting. In an impassioned speech delivered from Kiev on Saturday night, Mr. Zelensky told the country that the time has come for them to launch a fight back. But the rallying cry came alongside a plea to US President Joe Biden to source more combat jets for Ukraine. The news comes as the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its 11th day, as some experts suggest the invasion may have stalled on the places, despite President Vladimir Putin's insistence during a speech on Saturday that the operation is going to plan. Likewise, Russia's financial system suffers yet another blow as MasterCard and Visa announce they are suspending operations in Russia. The twin suspensions were announced within 16 minutes of each other and they followed a private video call earlier in the day between President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine and U.S. lawmakers. Earlier in the week, Visa and MasterCard had announced more limited moves to block financial institutions from the networks that serve as arteries for the payment system. Russian people have already been hit hard by heavy sanctions and financial penalties imposed by the U.S. government and others. Since the invasion of Ukraine, the value of Russian currency, the ruble, has plunged by more than a third to a record low. That's pushing up inflations for Russian households. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sent shivers of fear through many of its neighbors from Baltic states to Moldova. Finland ought theoretically to be safe, since it has historically been neutral and gave Stalin's Soviet army a hard time when he invaded the country in 1939. Like other Scandinavian countries besides Sweden, there has never been much support to join the NATO military alliance. But people in both countries were deeply shocked when the spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry recently warned Finland and Sweden explicitly that any move towards NATO could have military consequences. Since then, Russian warplanes have blatantly intruded into Swedish airspace. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting taking place today. Central Committee meeting of CPN Maoist Center rescheduled for today has been put off. And Ukrainian President Zelensky urges Ukrainians to go on the offensive. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.